Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to the Talking Pictures Podcast, broadcasting from sunny Orange County, California. Filmmaker, journalist, and film historian, Paul Booth.
Aloha. Welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Always a pleasure to be here. Very happy today because I'm going to be discussing a movie that I can't even count how long I've waited for this to come out. It's Leonardo DiCaprio's The Revenant. It's nominated for 12 Oscars. It's January 20th, so we're about a month away from the awards. And yeah, it was a really exciting experience today because I was afraid that I was going to kill myself with hype because this wasn't hyped like Star Wars. It obviously wasn't like DiCaprio music and DiCaprio toys and DiCaprio lunchboxes. I purposely made sure that I knew nothing about it. I didn't know anything other than that in the poster he has a beard and long hair. It's interesting because everybody in the media and a lot of people had to comment on how he doesn't take care of his looks or look at what a slob he's being, and it was to prepare for a role, so he was actually being disciplined. The Revenant, 8.3 on IMDb, 2 hour and 36 minute running time. Don't let that deter you. Sometimes people will look at a running time and think that that has anything to do with the quality of the movie. I will be honest, as always, that this movie has maybe 10 to 15 minutes too long, but it's not a 10 or 15 minutes just because it can be, which many films do with directors that have Final Cut or funded it themselves. This has a relevant extra 10 to 15 minutes, so I'm letting you know for that longer running time. This is a good spoiler. The things that are keeping many people away from watching it that are being played up in the media as too violent or too carnivorous are not that bad. It wouldn't hurt anyone to close their eyes for 15 seconds. So I want to say that because I want more people to see this great film that's got 12 Oscar nominations. And we're looking here at DiCaprio, who's up for his fifth acting nomination, his sixth Oscar nomination. He was nominated as a producer for Wolf of Wall Street. But I was going to spend just a little bit of this episode discussing The Revenant, but also we're at an interesting time with DiCaprio. He left the business for 2 years. This has been his first movie in 2 years. And there was speculation of what else can he do? He was producing Martin Scorsese. They were nominated for Oscars. He still hasn't won one. Well, he's a real artist. He's not, I don't think he wakes up each morning saying that he does this just to get an Academy Award. Of course, I'm sure everyone likes having one who gets one. But DiCaprio has always shown himself as there's more to his craft. And this again was yet again another time where it came down to points where he had to just use his eyes or his cheekbones and just the impression of his face to completely tell the story of where it was and where he was. A beautiful, beautiful film shot by Emmanuel Lubezki. I know I pronounced that wrong. Everybody pronounces it different. He, of course, won the cinematography Oscar 2 years ago for Gravity, last year for Birdman, and they're talking about him winning this year, that he'd be the first person to ever win 3 cinematography Oscars in a row, as well as ASC awards. He's won 2 in a row. Talking Pictures was fortunate to cover that awards last year at the Hyatt Century Plaza Hotel over by the Fox lot. But The Revenant, my thoughts were, I was pleasantly surprised. I think even more so because I had no preconceived notions of anything other than I like DiCaprio. Blood violence doesn't bother me. I'm not big on science fiction, but I would watch a science fiction movie with DiCaprio, or like how in the last episode of What's in Theaters Now, I watched The Martian, and that didn't bug me, Matt Damon. But this was interesting to watch 2 Best Actor nominations back to back on different days, because you could really see what made both performances unique. You could really see what made both performances hard, and they do it with such ease. But The Revenant, we got to keep this episode on The Revenant. Sorry, it's been a really exciting time seeing all these movies and getting to talk about them and share them with you guys. And we, you know, the listeners, it's just been going up and in other states and other countries. And we're so happy about that. Of course, this is from director Alejandro González Iñárritu, best known for Birdman and Babel. Fantastic director. And so this was kind of like one of those films where you kind of knew going in, you got this great cinematographer, you have a great director, you have one of the best actors in the history of cinema. They're not going to make a dud. They might make something that's not your cup of tea, but when we look at the Oscars here, you got visual effects, sound editing. I didn't really feel like there was visual effects in this film. I mean, I know there was certain violent scenes that couldn't be real for safety. Sound mixing, makeup, hairstyling. That's interesting, hairstyling. I didn't know hairstyling was added. Costume design, production design, editing, cinematography, directing, supporting actor, best actor for DiCaprio, and then, of course, best motion picture. Oddly, here I see Arnon Milchan, who has been around for so long producing films, so you know that quality is going to come from him. But The Revenant is, it's hard to explain without really giving it away, but it touches on each theme. It touches on man versus man, man versus himself, man versus nature, and it does get you thinking about some things in your own life, no matter where you're at. If you were in these situations, if you had to face something, if you, it's not like Rudy or Hoosiers, it's not inspirational, et cetera. It's a gritty movie. It does lean a little bit towards the art house side, so don't expect complete pop movie shaped for your liking. These were filmmakers who were making the film they wanted to make, and of course for us to enjoy it, but it was like Birdman. A lot of people hated Birdman, or they loved it and disputed that it should have been Best Picture, but it was still good in its own way. The Revenant, I think everybody, if there's anybody that doesn't like it, I think it would just be because it's 2.5 hours or 2 hours and 35 minutes. I don't think they could really find a problem with any of the filmmaking aspects. They might not like the violence, which of course there's people like that. They will not watch violence in any film. But for me, I want to go just through some of these categories because they're really extraordinary. This is a film that anybody who's into photography, I'd say you have to watch this for the cinematography. Anybody out there in the business, for those that listen to this show to pick up ideas or learn or be inspired, definitely an amazing makeup and costume for the whole cast. And then, I mean, obviously the visual effects, I didn't even think they had used any visual effects. Actually, I guess now there is one thing that had to be visual effects, and I'm not going to say what it is. So I guess, yeah, there was visual effects. But I'm a little bummed that this movie was held off. I don't like how it was just released in LA and we had to wait weeks for it. It keeps people from being able to see it. They forget about it or they get wrapped up in the next thing that's thrown down towards us. And 8.3 on IMDb is high. There's very few films that have over an 8. And so, you know, I'm not going to say this is the best DiCaprio performance, because for me, Wolf of Wall Street, or I think he should have been nominated for The Departed instead of Blood Diamond. But Billy Costigan in The Departed, or even Arnie in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. He was just a 19, 20-year-old kid. This guy's got it. DiCaprio is going to be Paul Newman. He's going to be doing this if he wants till he's 70. He's going to be the one that sets the tone for the next level of artistry, and it's a really great thing. So with The Revenant, I give it the seal of approval for sure. With that, I want to let you know that we're going to be introducing a series of, as I do these What's in Theater Now during awards season, we're going to be doing a series called Take Two. And Take Two, if you look in the archives, it's not a better version, or it's not that we messed up the other version. We're going to be having industry people and filmmakers and film fans that we know. They're going to call in and they're going to give us their take on a film. So we're going to share the airwaves on Creed. Tomorrow night, our executive producer will join us to talk about Creed. Of course, you can look in the archives for my review of Creed. Our friend who's in the visual effects side of the film business, who's worked on Divergent, Godzilla, Furious 7, he'll be talking about Star Wars. We have another friend who's going to come in and talk about The Revenant. We have someone for The Martian. And so we're going to be bringing you different perspectives, which right now there's all this hoopla. I'm not going to get into the race thing. I don't believe in race, so I'm not going to spend time on it, but this Oscar boycott stuff. So we want to bring you opinions from people that live in different areas. We're actually going to have guest reviewers from Hawaii, Seattle, Los Angeles, and possibly Boston. We might even be able to get some special info about Spotlight, the Michael Keaton movie, which I'm yet to see. So that would just be a separate show. But so you know, when you see Take Two, it is just another review and another opinion from someone else, a fellow movie fan, what they thought, because I don't ever want to be one of those hosts that thinks I know everything. Should I ever become like that, I give you permission to stop listening to the show. There probably wouldn't be a show because my team would walk out. Our team. With that, I'm going to say on The Revenant that it was just a great, enjoyable experience. It is violent. It does have some bloody scenes. And I'd say it's probably not a date night movie, but it's not horrific. There is worse things, and just go enjoy it. Go just be with the experience. Throw away what gruesome, it's brutal, it's bad, it's whatever. Throw it out the door. Let Leonardo DiCaprio have a beard. Don't say he's not shaving because he's a slob. Who cares that his hair is long? Enjoy this wonderful piece of acting in beautiful cinematography, in the hands of a great director and an amazing production team that, you know, worked in the snow. So with that, I want to say thank you for your time. Please tune in for Take Two. You'll hear another perspective on Creed. and The Martian and Star Wars, and again, possibly Spotlight. Hoping to get to see that this weekend. So we want to have that. We want to make sure that you get, you know, all the different angles that you can. That is my cue to sign off. And as always, have a great night, great evening, great morning, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. Whatever you're going to do, make sure and watch a good movie today. Aloha.
Thank you for listening to the Talking Pictures Podcast, real conversation and movie-induced inspiration.